Speaker Emeritus Calvin Tsai is sign-waving on 10th Avenue in Palolo. He has represented House District 20 from Wilhelmina Rise to St. Louis Heights for 37 years.
I bought my home in 1980 when my wife and I got married in 81 prior to getting married because she didn't want to live with my parents in 1984. And I've been paying my property taxes and also my homeowner's insurance, water, electric bill, etc.
But six petitioners from District 20 accuse Tsai of maintaining a vacant home in Palolo and actually living full-time in Nuuanu.
The other home is really my wife, who was a caregiver for my mother-in-law and father-in-law. And we were very fortunate that my in-laws were very kind to take care of my two sons when Cora was teaching on the windward side and when I was campaigning doing this.
Tsai has been challenged on his residency before, but it was filed after an election and questioned his eligibility to register to vote. Glenn Takahashi is the elections administrator with the Honolulu City Clerk's Office.
About 6 years ago, a person challenged Representative Tsai's residency, so we were tasked with making a determination whether the location that he claimed was in fact his residence, and we found that he did satisfy the test for residency, that is, the place is in fact his home.
But the current challenge is different. The lawsuit questioned Tsai's legal standing as a member of the State House of Representatives. Attorney Lance Collins, based in Maui, is the attorney for the six plaintiffs challenging Tsai.
It's not challenging his voter registration. It is attacking his title to office. He doesn't live in his district, and the Constitution requires that you be a qualified voter in the district that you represent. And it's an issue of whether he's legally entitled to do that and still be qualified as an office holder.
Collins also says the state attorney general has intervened in the case on behalf of the State House of Representatives, claiming the state legislature has power over its own members. The plaintiffs have moved to disqualify the attorney general, and both sides will be heard in state circuit court in August.
There's not much going on. There's always cars moving in and out according to the plaintiffs, but that's about it.
Keiko Bonk is standing in front of the 10th Avenue home owned by Calvin Tsai. Bonk is the Green Party candidate in the District 20 race and will face Tsai in the general election.
Most people have been telling me that they don't think it's fair for anyone to be above the law. And a lot of them are concerned that when people are in power for too long, they think that somehow they have a privilege to be above the law. And you want things more fair, more open.
Representative Tsai, for his part, will continue sign-waving in his re-election bid.
I'll just keep on going as far as my campaign. But whatever happens will happen, and I'll accept the consequences.
Tsai's attorney will present motions to dismiss the case September 18th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.